In order to achieve great things, you need to set your performance thermometer to above average, then break the switch. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have an inspiring message on resisting the pull of being average. Enjoy.
I did it the hard way. You know, I'm a kid that came from poverty. I can remember being a kid living in Jersey with my mother. 7 of us living in a 1-bedroom. You know, no lights, no heat. Never cried, never complained. Just worked hard to get to where I got to in life. It's been hard work. My dad going out there, when I lived with my dad in Michigan, my dad going out there, taking chances, hustling to put food on the table. You know, he sacrificed everything for me. My dad went to prison and I had to become a man at 16. My dad came back into my life, I was 21. Never cried, never complained. All I did was work hard. I didn't never robbed, never stole nothing from nobody. Just hard work and dedication. That's it, to get to where I got to. So anybody that's watching this interview, I earned it the hard way. You know, just the American dream.
Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you're going through an illness. A lot of people are going through difficulties or outright tragedies. But you want to practice seeing the setback or the dark time as fuel to leverage your growth. And so on this first point about study the alchemy, no matter what you're going through in your life, whether it's a large difficulty or a small setback, you want to ask yourself, how can I use what I'm going through as fuel for my growth? You want to ask yourself, what is the gorgeous opportunity hidden inside this so-called problem? I mean, and if you look at the mass of humanity, they really train their brains to focus on problems, right? They hit a wall and they just, because of their belief system, they don't know it because most people are not really that aware of their belief systems. So they blame it on the world. They blame it on the supplier. They blame it on the teammate. They blame it on their husband or wife. They blame it on their childhood versus understanding our daily performance reflects our deepest beliefs. And so if you are experiencing some kind of setback, whether it's large or tiny, you want to train your brain to see the treasure within the lead.
Set up hard and fast rules in your life, rules that cannot be violated. Because from a willpower perspective, it is very draining, again, to go back and forth in your head. So it's much easier to say, okay, I will not drink soda and I'll only eat foods off of this list, than it is for you to go, okay, I ate really good yesterday and I worked out extra hard, now I'm at dinner and they just gave me a free dessert, is it okay for me to have a small portion? Because that takes a lot of mental energy to process. When you set up hard and fast rules, as draconian as this might feel and sound at first, it actually creates a tremendous amount of freedom in your own life to spend your brain power on the things that matter the most. So set up rules. You must work between these hours. You need to go to the gym 5 days a week. So set up rules.
Realize that when to have the level of success that I want to have, it's difficult to spread it out and do multiple things. You know, it's in order to be world class, and I made a decision, I want to be world class, and it just it takes such a desperate, obsessive focus to excel on a certain on the level that I want to make movies. You know, I was Star Wars when I was young. I sat in a movie theater and watched Star Wars, and I just couldn't believe that movie made me feel like that. Just floored and just stunned by the creativity. And just I'm realizing that in order to move people in that way, in order to touch people in that way, you really got to focus with all of your fiber and all of your heart and all of your creativity.
Thing about self-discipline is that it is necessary for everything you do in your life. You have to be self-disciplined. If discipline comes from somewhere else, it's very, very hard to remain consistent because you tend to resist. It's wild because I see trainers and they're in the gym with people and, you know, the guy or girl that they're working out hates their workout. hates it because the discipline is coming from somewhere else. It's something that you dread every time you go in. You don't really want to do it. It's like, but oh no, my trainer's here. He's about to, you know, beat me up and make me feel crazy. Well, the truth is, every trainer should work his way out of your life. Anybody who's working you out, your teachers, your trainers, your people, they have to train you to get out of your life. So you can go ahead, do your own workout, do your own thing, practice self-discipline. Now, one thing I want to straighten out, big time. Discipline is not punishment. It's not. Discipline is training. That's all it is. I was talking to my son one time and I asked him, and it was weird because I was trying to see if he really knew what it was all about. And I said, hey man, you know I have to discipline you. What is discipline? And he goes, punishment, punishment. When I do something wrong and you punish me. I was like, no, no. Discipline is training. If you change your mind, your mindset, and really focus it on what discipline really is, you start to welcome discipline. You welcome self-discipline into your life.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.